Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here with a wonderful, amazing friend of mine that has not been on in a while, just because of life changes and career moves and shakeups and all the good stuff. I have Miss Molly Brown. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. It's always a good day in the Upper Cumberland.
It always is, and it's always good to spend time with you. Molly is the new Tourism Recovery Coordinator at the Upper Cumberland Development District.
I am.
Did I get that right?
Yes.
I didn't mess up a title this week. Mark it down. And so you and I, of course, are good friends. We talk quite a bit, and I've been, you know, we keep up with each other, and I've been following your journey since I met you. And I know tourism is a passion of yours. And when you took this position, I was just super excited because the Upper Cumberland is better for you in this role. I mean, and the previous person was wonderful too, right?
But, absolutely.
I mean, just amazing. She did a great job. But she's moving on, and you're here, and mm-hmm. things are going to be great. And so I want to know all about that. But I want to know, how's Molly been the last couple of years since you've changed roles?
Well, yeah. So a couple of years ago, I was in the role managing the tourism sector for Putnam County, and then went into the entrepreneurial side of things and owned Tour the Upper Cumberland, was able to acquire that. So I've had that, been working on that for the past couple of years, getting things in a little bit more of an automated situation with that and getting that off the ground. And then this position came up, and it was actually one that I had considered in the past when it was open a few years ago. And it just felt like the timing was right this time. And so I can still have my tours with Tour the Upper Cumberland on the weekends and then do this during the week and be able to really help the 14-county region.
So, and let's talk a little bit. The Tour the Upper Cumberland is part of what you've been doing, but you've been doing so much other stuff too. But that goes hand in hand with what you're doing now, right? There's not a conflict. It's actually a cooperation, or I would guess you would call it.
Absolutely. I think that it probably helps this position and the mission with that just as much. Everything aligns because I'm working with tourism partners in all 14 counties still. I already know the leadership. I know the attractions and kind of already had all that in my wheelhouse. But now I can provide more of a resource by being a part of the development district and being able to serve each of these 14 counties.
Yeah, and I have been on one of your tours, and it was fabulous. When it's Tour the Upper Cumberland, it is the Upper Cumberland because we were in White County and Fitchers County and Putnam County.
That's right. So
you incorporated three counties in one day. And so with this job, like you said, you're covering 14 counties. And your goal is to help all those thrive with tourism. And your experience and background is obviously going to make that happen. So when this position came open, what was that, a couple months ago, I guess?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What were your first thoughts? I mean, they're reaching out to you. Hey, are you interested? And what was, you know?
Well, I saw the post, and I kept thinking about it. And I was like, could I do that? And I went back to look at the job description again, and it had been taken down. And I was like, oh, no. So my heart sank because I was like, you know, I really think that this would be a great fit for me to be able to serve this community in this region. And so I reached out and said, is this still available? And they said, are you interested? And I said, I think so. So we went through the ongoing interview process and got to know the team there really well through that process, and was grateful for the opportunity to be able to take it on. And so started February 16th, and we've got one premiere of Wish You Were Here under our belt and ready to keep going.
I'm going to put you on the spot, Molly, because I should have told you this before we aired. But so I've had Tommy Lee on from the Development District, and he talked about what all the Development District does. At that time, which was last year, we talked about this section of it. I don't know, how long has the Development District had a department or a function of tourism? Do you know?
This started in 2020.
Okay.
So it's Tourism Recovery Coordinator. So this position was created to help the travel industry in the Upper Cumberland to be able to recover from COVID. So it's federally funded grant program, and the goal is to work with the leaders of all 14 counties to help them to assess what their tourism assets are, help them develop marketing strategies for that, and to be able to grow economic development through tourism and visitor spending.
Yeah, and I mean, it makes sense, right? So COVID hits, the commercial and retail side drops in person, right? We know Amazon's thriving through online purchases, but in-person buying kind of drops. So counties are trying to figure out, and they don't know, I mean, and you and I actually talked about this when it happened. Counties don't know at that time in 2020 if sales tax is going to thrive or if it's going to fall, right? Mm-hmm. We didn't really know until we got at the end of 2020 that people were still spending money. And so they're obviously thinking when it hits, how are we going to bring people here? Well, everything indoors was shut off, but the outdoors were not shut off. Right. I mean,
what is so plentiful in the Upper Cumberland are our natural attractions.
Yep. Every county's got them. Mm-hmm. Every county in the Upper Cumberland has something you can do outdoors. So obviously this makes sense for the development district, and credit that team over there of thinking outside the box of how we can help our counties and cities get through the pandemic and thrive and hopefully continue that success through tourism. So they create this position with the what you just said in mind, and their goals is to you know, help those counties. And like I said, I don't know how many waterfalls we got, 100-something waterfalls. And
there's more than 150 waterfalls documented within a 40-ish mile radius of downtown Cookeville.
Yeah. So
that's all throughout the Upper Cumberland. But there's just so many things. And one thing that I'm working on in this role is to really create an inventory for each county of what are their tourism assets. A lot of times, you know, county leadership, they're so focused on the governmental side of things, mm-hmm. and the politics and all of the business side of things that we just don't really think about what are tourists actually coming here for. And the greatest thing about tourism is it's the purest form of economic development. People are coming here and leaving their money, and then they're going home and telling their friends to come here and leave their money. So, I mean, we're very unique here in the Upper Cumberland to have this role because of the 9 development districts in the state of Tennessee. This is the only one that actually has a tourism position.
Yeah. So, all right, I'm going to age myself like I do sometimes on this show. Mm-hmm. I've been in county government 19 years. And when I first started, you just said it, the focus for counties was either new jobs or new businesses. Mm-hmm. To bring in sales tax money or new jobs to provide people with a better way of life. A lot of focus, unless you were in Pickett or Clay or Van Buren, where you have a lake and then in Van Buren's case, a park, they really wouldn't focus on tourism a whole lot, those counties outside of those three. And those three really didn't know what they had, to me, in 2005 or 2006, what they had at their doorstep, right? I mean, you got beautiful Del Hall Lake. Mm-hmm. People are coming there from Indiana, Kentucky every summer to fish and stay. And they and those counties know that. Right. But was there a priority on that? Yeah, I don't know. But I know these other counties, even Putnam County, all we were focused on was jobs. Right. We need more jobs. The tourism thing was kind of in the back.
We want to focus on, you know, of course, I have a chamber and an economic development background.
Yeah.
And so we always want to focus on more jobs and recruiting industry and that kind of thing. But whenever you really focus on tourism, it, you know, it's the second largest industry in the state of Tennessee. And how many assets do we have here in this region that are contributing to that? So, you know, it's really a special thing that we have and we can share with people from out of town.
Mm-hmm. So through your tour of the Upper Cumberland and now through the few weeks you've been the tourism recovery coordinator at the Development District, have you found any assets you didn't know about in some of these counties? I mean, like I said, I know you haven't been on the job too long, but
There's been several things. And I have to say, the Upper Cumberland Development District, it is an organization of servants, and people don't know what's going on behind those doors over there, the amount of work and things that they're doing to help this region. I've just been blown away by everything I've learned so far. And it's in such a short time already. And I love it.
So can you give me, and y'all agree with that, because our community relies on what they do. You know, they're used to the things they provide. That and the Human Resource Agency, it's all, you know, under one umbrella now in the Upper Cumberland. But that's why I had Tommy Lee on, just to let everybody know this is what we do and have you on. This is what you do. So have you found a tourism spot that maybe you didn't know about before?
There are several. I will say we just had the premiere of season 3 of Wish You Were Here, Adventures in the Upper Cumberland, and Adventures in Tennessee's Upper Cumberland. And one of the locations on the very first episode was called Triple C Ranch. It's a 1,000-plus acre ranch in Monterey, just outside of downtown Monterey, that I've driven by, being from Fentress County, I've driven by so many times, but I had no idea that it had become a tourism destination. And so we got to feature that, and they do day passes, they do overnight lodging, it's hunting, fishing, all these different things, and I had no idea.
Wow. So and that's part of your biggest responsibilities is the Wish You Were Here series.
Yes.
And I want to get into that. maybe next segment to talk about the full thing, how what the work looks into. But when you realize that there's an asset like that that you pass by, does it make you think there's got to be more?
Oh yes, and so that's just like becomes kind of like a game, and it's something too. Like as I'm working with each of the leaders in each county, helping them to help me. So the more that we can build this list out, the more things we have that we can feature.
I know you haven't, of course, like I said, you've been started a few weeks or been there a few weeks. I'm assuming on your to-do list is to go meet with all the county and city mayors.
Yes.
And not only introduce yourself if they don't know you, but I'd say a lot of them already probably do, but if they don't, and just have that conversation with them, right?
Yes. My goal actually in the next few weeks is to have a county visit with each county, do what we call in tourism a fam tour, a familiarization tour, and be able to just go around each county and see what they see as their tourism assets, and then also help them with my background to be able to see that through tourism eyes of what might be something else that they could look at to grow in tourism.
Yeah. So, of course, you're in a midterm right now with those elected officials, so you at least have 2 years. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed with those that are still in office right now to work with them. And that's a lot of time to figure out, you know, we have this this tourism opportunity here that we've never tapped into, and we actually have somebody now that can help us tap into it. And I do want to talk, there's more partners that you have, right?
Yes.
And I do want to talk about that also on the show. So I'm going to make a list, talk about your partners that you're working with all the time. But I think it's just fabulous that my friend, Molly, somebody that's been wonderful in the community that we live in here in Putnam County, but now you get to reach out and use your talents for others in tourism. So, having said that, we will get to our first break. This is Ben Rogers on Local Matters. I'm with Molly Brown. She is the new tourism recovery coordinator in the Development District, Upper Cumberland Development District. Just started about 5 weeks ago, I think, Molly. Mm-hmm. And we're here to talk about her role in tourism at Upper Cumberland. We'll be back in a moment after this break.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here with Miss Molly Brown. She is the Tourism Recovery Coordinator at the Upper Cumberland Development District, a department that was created in 2020 to help counties recover, as your title insists, from the, I guess, the happenstance of COVID and what it done to our communities. Molly, obviously, the Development District partners with people just in their everyday mm-hmm. work of providing services to the public. I know the tourism department that you're in, the coordinator of, has those partners. Let's talk about some of those. Who do you partner with and communicate with now a lot in your new position?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, the counties. So the chambers of commerce are definitely our number one that we're working with closest, and those county mayors. And so that's primary. And then the Upper Cumberland Tourism Association, Tennessee Tech Center for Rural Innovation. And then with the show, we work with them as well as the Tennessee Department of Tourist Development. And the funding partners this season actually are Tennessee Tech and the Tourist Development. And so that's been huge in being able to help us continue the show.
How many episodes are there?
So there's 10 episodes per season, and we just launched our third season. So the first season was funded by the Economic Development Administration, which obviously was part of this overall grant in the program. And then the second season was funded by USDA. And so those are what we really credit as being able to help build a foundation for the show. And then now working so closely with the Center for Innovation Center for Rural Innovation, and then the Tennessee Department of Tourist Development.
So when you have these established partners that are obviously help fund this program, this series of episodes, and it's all about the Upper Cumberland, do they offer any suggestions or offer things that you all can have shows over, or are they just kind of sit in the background and say, hey, we're here if you need us?
Well, we work really closely with them and like letting them know. Actually, you know, the Department of Tourist Development reached out last week wanting to know what's new and what. So when we're featuring things on the show, we're featuring things that are established and like some of those more landmark things. But we're always coming across things that are new so that way they can feature them. So we just kind of like work back and forth together. And then the Upper Cumberland Tourism Association, which also represents the 14 counties, it's a member-based organization, but they're the official DMO or designated marketing organization for the region. We work very closely with them as well. So we're playing tag a lot in making sure that each other is in the loop and being able to be on the same page as much as possible.
So you have, do you have a staff that you work with, or is it just you?
So we work with the team at WCTE to be able to do the show, but then our team with planning and community development at the development district. But I'm primarily the only tourism partner. We do have Ty Walker. He's our GIS map maker and drone captain. So he really helps us to get some amazing shots. And that's something too, you know, as we're doing the content for the show, we're able to gather a lot of these amazing videos and photos that we can then share with these partners of each county and be able for them to have things to market with and have things to you know, put up on their website or to use for their social media. So it really helps to provide an added resource of content and photos and video for them.
So let's talk about Wish You Were Here. I mean, let's just get into it. We talked about the partners and how it's created, and you said the Tourist Development Association this year, Tennessee Tourist Development, is the main sponsor this year. So what is the concept of Wish You Were Here? Why do we do the show? Why do you do the show?
So the show was created. It was a collaboration of, you know, WCTE, of course, Upper Cumberland Development District, WCTE, Upper Cumberland Tourism Association, Tennessee Department of Tourist Development, and then the Center for Rural Innovation with Tennessee Tech. Everybody got together to really talk about how can we highlight this region. So the show airs statewide, all throughout Tennessee, but then also worldwide on YouTube. So we're able to get visibility of the Upper Cumberland as a travel destination. We're capturing so many great images and doing all these hands-on activities and experiences with our correspondents who are locals in the area who are going out and they're horseback riding or they're boating or they're rock climbing, rappelling. They're doing all these different activities and being able to open a window to the Upper Cumberland.
I think it's awesome. So I've seen the show several times. It's like you said, third season, right?
It's in the third season.
And it's amazing. And of course, everybody on there has been great. And it's educational. Even for people, I've lived here 40 or 43 years. There's things I don't know about the Upper Cumberland.
You know, so I've watched it. I used to keep it on in the office, help, you know, when planning tours and stuff, I would always try to be like, I need to watch that so I can kind of keep up with what's going on. Maybe I'm missing something. And once I got in this position, I was like, I'm going to like binge watch the shows. And so when I went home to Jamestown and spent the weekend with my parents, we sat and watched it. And my parents, being able to watch it with them and them living here all these years, they were like, I didn't know about that. So they're like making notes.
Right.
But they're a perfect example of like the demographic, you know, of who's watching and being able to know who to target. And so it's great to hear their feedback so that as we're working on the show, we can be able to target more people.
And of course, again, I'll say it 100 times probably, it's early on for your career right now, but through the first few weeks and being through production, have you seen things that you're already processing and thinking about for next season like you would like to see done?
Yes. Being able to really get some episodes in the hopper to where we can build them into the travel planning timeline, I guess, would be the best way to say that. So I would really love to be able to know that we're going to have funding for season four, because then I could be planning the schedule for like, so our viewers could be planning their trips, making sure that there's enough lead time in between. But, you know, even if we weren't able to get funding, we would have so many things that we could be doing to be able to help each county to be able to assess their tourism assets and help them market that.
How much time? So Hannah Carroll was the previous.
Yes. And I have to get a huge shout out to Hannah. So I've worked in the tourism industry since 2005, Upper Cumberland native, but she came in and hadn't worked in the tourism industry, and you would not know it. This girl like built this show, and she's a rock star. And so I have big shoes to fill, that's for sure.
Well, and she, yeah, she has done wonderful. But you're, I mean, you're going to be great with your experience and background. And have you spent a lot of time with her talking to her about?
Thankfully, I got to have 2 weeks to shadow her and see the process, because I worked in tourism for all this time. But producing and directing a show, that's a new challenge for me. And to know how TV works, I've done filming projects, but not actually been part of the directing and really being able to do the whole thing. And so WCTE is amazing with their team to be able to work with them and see the production side of it. But the whole layout and scheduling and coordinating of the show is a whole new animal. And then also another major part of this role is grants. And Hannah has a lot of grants that she's now passed off to me to, and they're really great, because it's going to be able to help these communities with so many different assets of growing. So, like, for example, White County, their new visitor center, that's a grant that I've inherited. We were talking earlier about Del Hollow Lake, which is a certified signature Bill Dance Lake. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And that's something that's a very, very cool factor. And they're actually having a big tournament this weekend.
Good to know.
We're going to be there getting some drone footage.
Good timing on show selection by Jake and I. I mean, that's good timing. So, yeah, so there's a show this weekend. Mm-hmm. There's an event, Del Hollow Lake. So that's, and I think, of course, a couple weekends ago, there was a big one too, I believe, with a joint fishing tournament with Tennessee and Kentucky's finest youth.
Yeah, they're getting so much going on, and this will only draw more attention as well.
So, it's we're so blessed to have, would you say, 150 waterfalls? And then you got three lakes, really, with Del Hollow, Quarto Hole, and Center Hill within, I don't know how many miles of Cookeville, but it's crazy, the geographic. Because, I mean, Tennessee's beautiful from west to east, but the geographic landscape is, we all know it's different. You start out in west, it's kind of flat, and there's a lot of farming out there still, and there's a lot of periodium farming out there still, and you kind of get more towards Nashville, and it's more innovative, but it's great to tap into what we have. And there'll always be a need. But anyway, I'm digressing. This is Ben Rogers. I have Molly Brown on. She is the Tourism Recovery Coordinator at the Upper Cumberland Development District. We'll be back in just a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Molly Brown. She is the Tourism Recovery Coordinator at the Upper Cumberland Development District. Just been in that role a few weeks, Molly, and I know that you've hit the ground running. We've talked about wish you were here. We're going to get back to that because I like to know more. I love the idea of that concept and how it came about. But we were talking about grants before we left, and I know you've been in, like you said, you've been in tourism since 2005. Mm-hmm. So I've been in county government since 2005. So we're similar with experience on that. But you've worked on grants before with the state, but you're now, it's kind of a different, I guess it's a different goal now, maybe. There's a different component to these grants that you're doing for these communities in the Upper Cumberland.
Yes. So I've applied for grants. Like whenever I was with the Putnam County Visitors Bureau, we would apply for the marketing grants through the state tourism department. But now I'm in all different areas of grants. So the Upper Cumberland Development District is actually a designated agency for the Tennessee Arts Commission, which I didn't know. So I've inherited 7 grants that we're in the process of working through with some of the counties to be able to increase some of the tourism assets of their area. And then, like I mentioned earlier, there's the Del Hollow Lake. We're doing a feasibility study. That's a grant with them. Which that's a huge deal to be able to be that Bill Dance signature lake.
What would the feasibility, I'm sorry, I interrupt you. What would that feasibility study show?
To be able to basically look at how many visitors are coming and what all their qualifications are, their assets are.
Okay. Yeah.
And then, TDEC, there's actually a grant that's active right now, which you may have seen where Cummins Falls has accessible viewing platform now. So it's ADA compliant, and that's actually a grant that I've inherited as well. So I'm be helping to close that out.
Good.
So excited to be a part of that. And, you know, downtown McMinnville is doing big things, and they have a downtown improvement grant that we're working on with them. So there's all these different grant opportunities, and I'm excited to learn more about those. And the more I can learn about those, then the more I'll be able to help these communities.
So a few Saturdays ago, Amy and I, of course, you know my wife very well, decided to make a day of it, and we left the house and went to, oh my gosh, I just lost my train of thought. We went into
Rock Island.
Rock Island. Wow. Jake, losing it. Rock Island State Park. I had it my thought, and then we made our way to McMinnville. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I served McMinnville for 18 years as a consultant. And I've been downtown. The courthouse is there. But I didn't realize there was so many things downtown to do. Because when I go for work, I go eat lunch and usually go home. Mm-hmm. And we spent 3 or 4 hours just down in McMinnville eating and then looking around. And it's nice weather that day. We spent 3 or 4 hours at Rock Island and we just made a day of it, right? But they're that close. Mm-hmm. You know, Rock Island's, 15 minutes from McMinnville or so?
They get a lot of traffic either from Cumberland Caverns or from Rock Island.
Yeah.
And actually, the first episode of this season of Wish You Were Here featured Collins River Barbecue. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things they talked about in that. And, man, that place is a destination in itself. If you want to go down there for some barbecue.
Yeah, that's good.
We used to take a motorcycle journalist down there whenever we were promoting the hog rally back in the day. And so I was already familiar with that one for sure.
Oh, it's great food and great people. I mean, Warren County, it was a great place to be. So the grant thing is obviously important.
Mm-hmm,
you said 7 right now you've got?
There's 7 with the ABC grants, the Tennessee Arts Commission, and then we've got 4 or 5 others that are some pretty big wow. ticket ones that will definitely make a huge impact in these communities.
How do you do it all?
I'm learning.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I believe in you, but that's a lot.
Well, but I think that it's not – me managing all of it. We all work as a team, and to be able to work with the partners and kind of just help shepherd that for them.
So let's talk about a day of production or shooting, as they call it in Hollywood and in Upper Cumberland, with Wish You Were Here. What does a typical day look like? You're on site, you're recording in a county or a destination. Mm-hmm. What does a typical day look like for y'all?
Well, it just depends on the location. So some things are, a quick in and out. We filmed recently down in Sparta at Synergy Herbal Works, and we were, it was inside the retail location and a tea shop and great little spot there on the strip in on the square in Sparta. And we were probably done in an hour, hour and a half, and about the time it takes to set up and then take down, and depends on the correspondent, they really get into it. And so sometimes that takes a little longer. When we have somewhere that's maybe an outdoor destination. And so we've got, sometimes birds chirping in the background or frogs calling and singing. And so that can kind of slow down the production time. We were in Granville not long ago doing a quilting class. And so that one was a longer film day because we had to wait for the quilting to actually, like the before and after. So we had a little downtime in between and got to kind of check out Granville a little bit, which was kind of cool, and get some more footage of that. But it just depends on the shoot, so, and the location. So,
did you do any quilting?
I learned a lot. I didn't actually do the quilting. Okay. Shan Stout, one of our fantastic correspondents, mm-hmm. as you know,
yep.
She did some definite quilting. She's a huge quilter, but I definitely learned some things. I learned about what a jelly roll is.
Okay. What is that?
Which it's a roll of fabric.
Okay.
Of all different cuts of fabric. But we went in thinking that it was like a cinnamon roll because they also have a bakery there at Aunt Bee's Quilt Shop in Granville. And so we learned about jelly rolls and cinnamon rolls that day.
So I'm going to digress again. My grandma, my dad's side, my grandma Rogers is what we called her.
Mm-hmm.
That was her primary job when she got older, and she had done it all her life. But she was a housewife, and didn't graduate high school, but housewife, raised 3 kids, and also worked in the garden, worked on the farm, did all the stuff the men do. I mean, she was just like anybody mm-hmm. else, right? But she quilted. And all I remember growing up, when I was little, up until she passed away, when I was 30, is that she quilted all the time, and she had her process, and she would sell them for money or she would give them to family. I mean, I've got 3 or 4 that she made me, maybe her wedding ring quilt I got on my wedding day, and all that stuff. And it's just, I don't know how many people still do it.
Well, and that's one of the reasons we wanted to showcase this is because it's really become almost a lost art.
Mm-hmm.
But people can come here and visit and take a class in within a day from 9 until 3 o'clock, and you've got a quilt.
Yep.
And you've learned something that you didn't know. And if you travel around the Upper Cumberland, you see quilts on barns, and there's the Upper Cumberland Quilt Trail, and then Allgood has their Upper Cumberland Quilt Festival every year. So that's actually coming up in April. And so it's just one of those things that it's an opportunity to not only educate about a tourist destination or something tourism-wise in the Upper Cumberland, but just to educate on something that's a lost art.
So, yeah, I think it's phenomenal. I had a my blankie when I was a kid that she made me, and I used it up until I moved to Nashville. I was 22 to start my career, and I had used it so much, the hole just kind of got bigger, and finally the hole was bigger than the quilt. With much of it. So I had to finally just discard it, but it was she made that for me, and those are I just miss her. She was wonderful. Yeah, well, those times were wonderful.
I can relate to that. My Aunt Zelma, when she had cancer, she had always quilted, but that was one of the things that she did whenever she was going through chemo and all of that, and that was what she did to keep her mind off the pain. And so everybody in our family has a quilt from her.
Yep.
Even children that were born years after she passed away, we all still got quilts, and those got passed down. So it's one of those things.
Yeah. So before I lose you, what are you most excited about in this position, Molly?
I think for me, it's just to be able to serve. I love to help. I'm, you know, I'm that typical, for those who love the Enneagram, I'm Enneagram 2.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love to help people, and I feel like I'm going to be able to do that in so many ways that it probably more than I can even realize at this point with this role.
Well, yeah, and you're going to be modest, so I'm just going to add to that. This role is all about helping people. You're helping starting with the community, the county, the city, and that's trickling down to their citizens. And the citizens may not realize that, but the more revenue or tourism you can bring to your county, the more it benefits. I mean, I know you're bringing in people probably from outside of county lines, but most of the people coming to these to your county to see these things, see these places, are people that just love nature. They love people. They love giving back. And so it's really a good partnership. And I'm proud of you. I'm excited for you. I think you're going to do great things there. I do want to ask you, with Tour of the Upper Cumberland, what has been one of your favorite tours so far since you've been doing this?
I probably should say the one that you were on.
You don't have to say that, even though that was a great one.
We did Christmas in July.
Yeah.
Actually, that was one of the most fun ones that we've done. But, you know, I get a lot of people wanting to go to Jackson County.
Yeah.
And I had a group actually from Los Angeles. And so it's from one extreme to another. You know, they were leaving concrete and pavement, and I took them to Gainesboro and Granville. And so it was they loved it. But to be able to show them like what small town can really be like versus what they are used to. And they didn't want the tour to end. So that was pretty special that they we went to the Roaring River Distillery. And then went down to Wildwood Marina for lunch, which they were just blown away by how beautiful that place was. And then did all the history and the museums in Granville. And they were like, you should make this tour longer. So that was probably what I stand out. But there's so many, and they're all so different. And I just love it because, you know, I get to experience my backyard through their eyes and get to see it all fresh and new again.
Well, I mean, you're a small town girl from Jamestown. Uh-huh. You've been in Cookeville in this area. I mean, I know you lived in Murfreesboro a little while, which is a bigger city, right? And a bigger community, but you're back here now and you've been back here for several years. You get it.
Yes.
You get the small town feel. Listen, I know Cookeville and Putnam County's grown, but we're still a small town.
Yeah, and I used to live downtown Nashville whenever I worked for the state tourism department, and never realized until moving to downtown Nashville how country I really was.
Right.
And I miss the Upper Cumberland so badly.
So, quick story before we go, because we're about out of town. But when I moved to Nashville the first time, my counterparts would sit around the break room just to listen to me talk. Because they thought it was so interesting. And I thought, this is not fun. Y'all are making fun of me. But anyway, Molly, thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to see what you and the Development District do with the Tourism Department and your expertise and your kindness, how that benefits our community. I just appreciate you.
Well, thank you. And yep. I'm glad to be on the show and to get to see you.
Yeah, I want you to come back soon, so we'll talk more. This has been Rogers. This has been Local Matters with Molly Brown, Tourism Recovery Coordinator, doing a great job at the Development District. I'm so excited about all that they do over there. Just a great, great agency. Everyone have a great weekend. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is a frown. Make somebody's day. Give somebody a hug. Be kind to somebody. Thanks, my producer, Jake. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.